talk about
capabilities, building all your hopes and dreams.
Talk about
possibilities.
It ain't rocket surgery,
but maybe it is.
Come on down, we're gonna sit around and
get into your business. Get into your business.
Business. Welcome to the Small Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Jeff Randolph. This Small Business Podcast is brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. We're going to talk about marketing. We're also here to celebrate entrepreneurs. We have marketing news and advice that business owners can use to keep moving forward. This week, we're talking with Dennis Porter, the entertainer and owner of Happy Faces Entertainment. But first, we've got another small business marketing tip to talk about. For today's tip, let's talk about that last step before you hit send on your email campaign. The campaign itself doesn't matter as much because this applies to any email you're about to send. What should you do before you hit the button to send it to everyone on that list? Well, first, you built that email on a desktop computer, but a giant number of people who receive that email are likely to open it on their phone. So the first thing you want to do is test it using your phone and go through all the steps you would want a customer or an email recipient to do. Go through every one of them. So first, open that email on your phone. Can you read it? Is there too much information you're trying to convey? Campaign Monitor put out a report that says that the ideal email copy length is somewhere between 50 and 125 words. Email copy between 25 and 50 words typically results in response rates over 50%. Don't make it too short, though. An email with 25 words may perform the same as messages with 500 to 2,000 words, averaging a response rate of less than 45%. Okay, so after you've read that email, take all the actions you would want someone to take. Are they clicking to your website? Do that. Is the ideal situation that they click to sign up or join to buy something? Go through all of those steps and accomplish what you want them to accomplish. I know, the website is a separate issue with its own problems, but it's not a separate issue, is it? If you want them to register or join, go through that process on your phone. If you can't, or if it's a bad experience, you want to fix that before you hit send on the email. Get your email right by making sure everything you want someone to do looks good and acts the way you want it to. And that is our marketing tip for today. Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Dennis Porter. He is the entertainer and owner of Happy Faces Entertainment. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Tell us about Happy Faces Entertainment and all the areas where you have like programming and products and everything, because there's a lot. The Happy Faces Entertainment goes fairly deep. Like, you do a lot of things.
That is true. Yeah. When people ask me what I do for a living, I always say I'm a variety entertainer, mm-hmm. because there is such a wide variety of that. And Happy Faces Entertainment, which is 85% me, mm-hmm. And then other entertainers also. So we have a full gamut from all ages. So that can include magic and storytelling, to game show parties and murder mysteries, clowning, drag, MC, strolling entertainers at events. So we do a wide range of things for public and private events.
Yeah, there is a ton of stuff just in that alone.
Yes. Well,
let's dive deeper into a few of these, because when we met, we caught up with you guys at the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, and your booth was doing a game show party.
Yes.
For attendees. Talk about corporate events. Like, first, before I like keep rambling on and do a setup, it was a good time. Like, it was a good time. We had a lot of fun and won some prizes, and it was great. So talk about those corporate events and the reception you've been getting from like the game show party.
So the name says it, Happy Faces Entertainment. You know, our goal and my passion in life is to make people laugh and smile. Mm-hmm. So for however amount of time that is, if that's even a couple of of seconds during a parade while clowning, or if that's a couple hours with your corporate holiday party or picnic or something, just to be able to forget about the world, good or bad, and just have some fun. Laugh, remember, oh yeah, there's good here. Oh yes, I can laugh. I know what smiling feels like. For those right. that sometimes forget, getting bogged down in life and work.
Accounting. It causes frowns sometimes. You have to turn that around.
Yes, right. So, well, like with the game show parties, is one of our bigger corporate things. We recreate television game shows. Mm-hmm. So you can give Come Play, Name That Tune, or Let's Make a Deal, or we do the newlywed game for non-newlyweds.
Okay.
So we call it the newly friend game.
Oh.
So that can vary if it's a festival or something. Maybe it's kids and adults asking the questions. And then in the corporate, we have questions related to work. So what's the first thing your coworker does when they get to work? You know, okay, find out. My favorite one of those is, what non-work task does your coworker do the most at work? Which it sounds like, oh, you're really trying to get people in trouble.
That's right.
I'm like,
you're ready to out
I'm
somebody.
Not. I mean, yeah. It could simply be he walks around every half hour to keep exercised. You know,
that's right. If your person goes there, that's on your person.
Exactly.
That's all. That's on you.
I did have my favorite match one time because someone wrote down that their coworker looked for another job. And then it was a match. Everybody knows it. I think, someone a very beginning level, maybe even intern level. So it wasn't the CEO was searching for a new job and everyone knew it.
Right.
But it was just a fun, you know, and pretty much that's what I'm doing is I'm just giving you the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my shows are interactive with that, which I just want to give you an opportunity to play have some fun with that. So like with that game show party, we do that. You know, everyone loves to hit a buzzer.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I get to go hit a buzzer and make a guess.
All of those times where I don't feel like I get to show off enough at work. I mean, that's give me those opportunities. That's what I want. Let's talk about ways that businesses can work with you. Do they need to in advance know, hey, I need to get a life-size Candyland at our next event, or is this something where you can, you know, start talking with them and incorporate the right activities and entertainment to custom create something? What would they need to know to approach you?
They don't really need to know a lot, except, hey, we need some entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to sit down and think, let's find out what the best option is. Even when I get an email or an online suggest, you know, like, oh, we're looking for this. Mm-hmm. Frequently, I'll say, okay, here's what this is. Let me also give you some other options, because they may just not have known of the option.
Right, right.
Or they might be telling me what they're doing. I'm going to go, that's not where I would suggest. Mm-hmm. And I'll give them the reasons.
Sure.
Like, for me, a murder mystery should never be a surprise.
Right.
Right? Because not everybody likes murder mysteries.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine. And I've been in the situation working for other people as an actor that we came to a holiday party that they didn't know there's going to be a murder mystery. So you had the spouse who didn't want to be there in the first place.
Right.
And now they're being forced to go sit through a two-hour murder mystery. Like, don't put people in this situation.
Right, right.
And frequently, if I say something, like, people are like, that's true. Because sometimes the planner, like, oh, I've always wanted to do this. This will be fun, a great opportunity to do it. And I'm like, okay, but does everybody else in your group want to do this?
Right, right.
And then in that case, maybe a game show party is better because we're playing 9 different games.
Right.
And if you don't like Name That Tune, but you're going to like the Newly Friend game, or you're going to like Let's Make a Deal instead. And so there's some variety in there. So just a matter of talking through that.
Yeah.
And some things are more customizable that we can do a variety of different activities. Mm-hmm. Or you talk to them like, that's not a strolling situation that you've talked about.
Right, right.
That's a sit down. So that's
sit down and watch.
That's two different things. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. They just maybe don't know exactly.
Sure.
You never want to surprise somebody at a dinner with, oh, there's a body. And if you're a really good actor, that body is, you know, really pulling off that role.
Right.
It can be a shock to people. You don't need that.
Our murder mysteries, that's our Casey Mystery Players, mm-hmm. is the kind of on the umbrella of Happy Face Entertainment. I up front say, we're a comedy show disguised as a murder mystery.
Perfect.
So
we
are not, you're not playing Clue. You're not marking off who did it. There is a way to kind of figure out who did it. It's very minimal.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the night, you're going to say, that was lots of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is our whole purpose.
Is there, and you don't have to out the organization if you don't want to, but is there a corporate event that really stands out to you that is like, man, this was a good time. This was a great event.
I can think of there's instances. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, there's particularly in the summer, I do a lot of libraries. Mm-hmm. Most of those are kids' summer reading programs.
Hey, thanks for stopping the summer reading slide. Well done.
Sure.
That's great.
And in the process, I also allude some murder mysteries and sometimes the adults are, you know, and teens. But mm-hmm. there's this little town of Fayette, Iowa, that is a very little town in northeastern Iowa. It's my favorite place to do murder mysteries. And
okay.
I've done three at this point, uh-huh. just because those people, and there's never more than 40, 50 people in the room because that's as big as their community room fits at the library.
Okay.
And having dinner. So, but they just play. Mm. They have so much fun. I'll give you one example. The lady that volunteered that we kind of had persuade to be a volunteer and ended up being the best volunteer in my entire life. Mm. She was playing, her character was a salon owner. And so there's a little bit that the audience can ask questions. Mm-hmm. And so someone said, oh, I like your hair color. How could I get your hair color? And the lady goes, just buy it. And she rips the bun off the top of her hair. I lost it. I'm like, I'm not even going to try to stay in character at this point. Yep. I am just, and I think I had tears of laughter rolling.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, no, I love you. You are wonderful. I would stay here and just play with you for the rest of the night. But I have other characters I have to get to because of this whole storyline.
Yeah.
So
outstanding.
They just play. And from year to year, different people, and they show up and they're ready to do it. And they're like, okay, do you got another new one for us? So we're like, well, let's see.
Oh, man. Well, speaking of other characters, I'm curious what's in the works. Because the characters that you built, like Denny Ray Byrne or Ruby or Ringmaster Dennis, you create characters that drive entertainment value. Do you let the personality drive the product that you're selling, or do you let the product drive the personality, and I don't know, maybe there's another personality in the works there. Does the character come first? Do you create the character, or is it really like, hey, here's an event, here's the corporate event or the party situation, and I need to develop a character to fit that?
I think the product comes first, mm-hmm. And then the character comes into it. It
develops around it.
Yeah. Even though, like you mentioned, Denny Ray Byrne, mm-hmm. that's my game show party host,
right.
Which is taken from Gene Ray Byrne,
yes.
who was the well-known mostly for Match Game.
Classic.
Yes.
Classic.
And my middle name is actually Ray, so
it just fits.
Denny Ray. Yeah. So it's and I have a orange plaid jacket that I wear for that.
The pictures on the website are spectacular.
Which is
for
just,
that,
you know.
Yeah.
We watch Match Game before going to bed every night. So.
Match Game 76.
Exactly.
No.
It matches. So, you know, that kind of just fits that character mm. there. Some characters actually have come from past. Ruby actually was created from working for another murder mystery company years ago. Mm-hmm. They were an out-of-town company, and our group here in town, they sent the script for a holiday show, and it had a different ratio of men to women. And they're like, well, we'll find someone else, and you can just set this one out, and blah, blah, blah. We couldn't, and finally my friend Patty said, okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to put Dennis in drag, and we're going to do this, which I'd never done before, and I was like, sure, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, loved it. And, you know, 15 years later, now Ruby has her own show that I'm heading out to conferences in the next week or so to book across the U.S. So you just let it happen and grow and do other things.
And I know that Ruby is not one that you would get tired of, but are there characters that you go, oh, man, okay, do I have to do this one again? Is this did they have a shelf life for you, or is it just, you know, you put that on and you're ready to go?
I don't think I have any that have had a shelf life.
Wow.
I mean, there's been some that have come and gone mm-hmm. just kind of naturally,
sure.
whatever that specific show was, I think. Or I've been clowning for 33 years, so that character has changed some. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I changed characters. Some of that had to do with makeup and other things with aging. It's just a thing.
It happens.
But being such a variety person, mm-hmm. and I love that variety, and part of that's the improv in me,
right.
that I like that mix, and so I love being able to pull different things. My Under the Big Top circus show, which was originally created for a preschool, that I've been doing for 25 years.
Wow.
But yeah. I'm not doing it every day.
So you're not living that.
I'm not living it. But also, if some, what actually this happened a few years ago, a library said, hey, our entertainer got sick. Can you grab something? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
I always know I can go grab that and go. It's, you know, give me a few minutes to set it up and I can do that.
It's in. Yeah.
Yeah. It's ready to go. I can do it blind.
you talked about improv. I think that's probably the best like transition that's unplanned that we could use to get into the lightning round. Are you ready for the lightning
round? Sure.
You don't have any idea what topics we may talk about in this one. So good luck.
Oh, thank you.
This is my own Denny Rayburn. I want to ask what makes a good MC. You've been an MC at events for Radio Disney, at club shows, fundraisers, auctions, and for clients ranging from the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce to the Kansas Department of Transportation. So that question about what makes a good MC, do you focus on one area or do you let your improv take the lead? How much do you, you know, kind of plan that out in advance? How do you approach an MC role?
Definitely it's improv. Mm-hmm. That's because that's what keeps you going. I say the best MCs have no ego. Ooh. It is not about them. When I'm MCing an event, my purpose usually is to make sure that event keeps going and stays on time and everything happens as it's supposed to. And in between, I'm adding some entertainment to it.
You get to tell some jokes in between and right. make some people laugh.
And keep it going.
Yeah, keep it moving.
And if something goes astray, I'm there with my improv skills to mm-hmm. be able to go, okay, here, let me fill in this while you pick up the trophies that fell on the floor or whatever,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it's not about me. It's about the organization or who I'm there for to make sure it goes well.
And keep the trains running on time.
Exactly.
Oh, spectacular. Yeah. Let's talk about the business for a minute. You've been performing and running events for almost 24 years now. If you could go back in time and talk to first year in business you, what kind of advice would you give you?
I would probably say go for it sooner.
Oh, really?
I'm not a cliff jumper mm-hmm. in mm-hmm. general. And so when I started the business, I think at that point I had a full-time job. It was, you know, it was the side gig.
Yeah.
Weekends and whatever. And then I kind of was like, because I was on the business side of theater that mm-hmm. time. I was like, you know, I really would rather be on stage instead of just supporting the people on stage. And
right.
So then I got two part-time jobs and did a little bit more performing. Then I got just one part-time job, a little bit more performing, and then finally went full-time. Mm-hmm. So, which is illogical how you probably...
A good, safe way
it's
to go.
It's probably yeah. responsible of
right.
me
right.
to do and might have been... it's exactly how it was supposed to have been.
Sure.
How it
sure.
was. But I might have said, hey, try to do a little bit more... perform. Just
go for
try,
it.
Just go for it.
Just
yeah.
push out there. Believe knowing, in yourself.
And, yes. Knowing that it is my passion.
Yeah.
This is what I'm here to do. This is my purpose, and I need to do it as much as possible.
Tell me, it's still speaking about the business side of things, what part of the business do you wish you knew more about?
I guess it might be, I would say probably marketing.
Hmm. Well, we're here. Huh. If you've got a question, put me into the lightning round. We'll make this
exactly.
happen.
Exactly. Flip this around on you all of a sudden.
Right.
Just because I'm ambidextrous, I tell people that, mm-hmm. and I feel like my brain is too. And I'm very fortunate. I went to William Jewell, and they let you self-design a major.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually have a theater business major.
Okay.
I'm the only person in the world that owns it.
Yeah.
Because I made it myself. So I have the knowledge of both sides mm-hmm. and the understanding of how to do it. My heart is a performer. Mm-hmm. So I would rather do that more. And that's where some of it's like, and as you know, marketing is constantly changing.
I've heard it's, that. Yeah.
Right?
No, it is.
It's like, and like, I know I want to, if I'm constantly changing things, I want to be learning new skills that I can perform.
Right. I don't want to learn something like that.
I don't want to listen to another webinar.
Yeah, exactly. There's no passion
right.
there for that.
Yeah.
I get it. But, you know, I 100% marketing can be a thing that people don't always know enough about. And if you can, you know, focus on areas that you're comfortable with and have a great time with and leave the marketing to you know, somebody else.
Right.
Somebody else can help out with
yes.
it. Clowning is a thing. Magic is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Both are solid professions to be in. If I put you in some kind of weird constructed situation where you have to choose just one for the rest of your life and the other one can't happen, do you choose magic? Do you choose clowning?
Clowning.
Really?
Yep.
Tell me more.
Clowning is much more improv and interactive. Magic is too, at least with strolling, you still get to interact with it. But clowning is also part of my goal in life of having less things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to
fewer
props, right? Mm-hmm. You have to have you have to have at least a deck of cards or something usually to do the magic. Even in mind reading, you have to have some kind of props, mm-hmm. which clowning is just playing. It's just letting a character interact with other people and have fun. One of my my very favorite festival is in Salina, Kansas.
Oh, well, of course.
Of Kansas. They have the Smoky Hill River Festival. They've almost done 40 years. I get to go and I'll do a stage show, the kids thing, and then I get a stroll. And at this point, they have no idea what I'm going to do every year because I've been there for like 10 years or so. Mm-hmm. And every year I get to make up new things of interacting with people. This happened to be an Olympics year, so I have a Olympic torch relay. And it's one of those little fan light flames.
Oh, yeah, torch, yeah, yeah. Right? So a fake fire looking thing. Yeah.
But and then so I'm in clownish and I run in slow motion with Chariots of Fire music playing.
Perfect. Yeah.
Slow motion. And I pass off the flame to people and they pass it around and pass it back. And
just
and then talk in slow motion. Olympics. You know, and it's just silliness.
Yeah.
And playing up this year, one of the photographers did this. It was a three pictures that told the whole story of this bit of me. And what was even better was it was a group of teenagers that, you know, it shows me come in, shows one of the kids take it, and it shows me running away from them and all of them in the background saying they're laughing. I'm like, yes.
Yep, that's it.
And I mean, teenagers aren't the easiest market. Especially in clowning, because they're going to be a little, I don't know about you.
That's right.
So it was like, yes, you told the whole story of what this bit is.
Right.
Which sometimes is hard to sell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're like, you're doing what? Like, do I get something? Do I get a balloon? Do I get paid? I'm like, no, you're getting an interaction.
Yeah.
Do I want to pay for an interaction? You do. You just may not know it yet.
Yeah. Teenagers are a tough crowd, too, because they literally say, who's this clown?
Yes.
Literally
yes.
will say that when you walk out.
Yeah.
That's too much. Can we talk juggling for a minute?
Sure.
People have seen my bio on the website know that I can juggle. You work that into your shows, but you've said before that you wouldn't hire yourself as a juggler. Are you continuing to practice, or did you reach a level of payoff for the practice needed and say, yeah, that's enough. I can do what I need to do and walk away? Or is there more juggling in your future?
I don't have any planned more juggling.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I'm pretty much a jack of all trades, at times I've just had to say, okay, I have too many trades.
I get it.
For a few years, I actually did face painting and then went, I'm okay, but I'm going to hire some face painters that do only that, mm-hmm. and they're going to have amazing work.
Right.
Let me do that. I did balloon twisting, balloon art for many years, and just in the past few years, it's like, okay, I'm going to get rid of that because there's not as much performance to it, and gotcha. I really want to be more performing. And then on a small level, I just didn't like the inventory of balloons.
Yeah.
You know, not that big of a deal, but I was like, I don't do that. Less physical stuff.
Less physical stuff. Yeah, there is a lot of physical stuff with juggling. There's a bunch of stuff.
Right. So I have just enough to be able to throw in a little, you know, mm-hmm. I can do three items of multiple different items mm-hmm. that can add a little something extra to show or put that in there. But I don't need to be figuring out, oh, I'm going to do a learn an eight ball cascade or something.
Right.
I'm going to go because that's a lot of practice.
I can tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time
involved in there. And I had a friend who did improv with who mm-hmm. said, as comedians, like, well, I do improv because I'm lazy.
I don't want to memorize stuff.
Exactly right.
Like, there's writing.
Stand-up comedians, they write the material.
Yep.
Then they keep track of what got laughs or didn't. And then they have to figure out, oh, well, this will go in a better order or whatever. We're like, give me a suggestion. We'll go for 5 minutes.
That's right. Give me a place and a thing.
Right.
Speaking of, so that pre-show warm-up, vocal exercises. I know if I'm about to get a speaking gig, I'd stretch out by, you know, saying toy boat, or red leather, yellow leather. do you have a go-to vocal exercise that we can end the lightning round on?
I do. I did it today.
Did you? See, that's why we do that. That's why you do it.
And that comes back from my many years of in choir and mm-hmm. growing up through school. That just the red leather, yellow leather, mm-hmm. Aluminum linoleum, unique unork. Mm-hmm. And then the final one is that's kind of like the siren of a You try to get as low as possible can and as high as possible.
All the range.
The whole range. But that's at the end. You got to do all your A-E-I-O-U's in the way there. But just get it, you know, get your voice going. You're warming up. And
maybe we should have done that question at the beginning instead of the end. Now that we're all warmed up and ready to go, and we're all thinking, toy boat. All right. I'm taking you out of the lightning round. Dennis Porter, you've made it. Tell people where they can find you. Where can they get more information? Where should they look?
Sure. The quickest place is happyfacesentertainment.biz. That's B-I-Z. We're in showbiz.
That just makes sense.
Yes.
It just makes sense.
And it is Happy Faces Entertainment. To keep that in mind. So the website, and you can see all the different things that are going on and coming up and around. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram for Happy Face Entertainment. Casey Mr. Players also has a Facebook. And then Smiles with Ruby is specifically stuff that Ruby's doing on Facebook and Instagram both.
And also, let's make sure we talk about where people can see you. What's do you have shows coming up in the very near future? We are recording this in 2024, all of the people in the future. So what do you have coming up?
Well, our upcoming public shows. Ruby's actually doing Bingo on September 13th. It's Friday evening down at Center for Spiritual Living. It's just a community event. So come down,
cool.
Pay 10 bucks for 10 tickets or 10 cards and have a fun evening. It's a public item, I believe, would be in October at the Merriam Community Center. We're doing one of our murder mysteries. Yeah. It is Cleaver Class of 19 Deadly 2. It's a high school reunion going on there. So that's a Friday evening, I believe the 18th of October.
Outstanding. Yeah, check your local listings. Go to the website. Yes. Take a look at it. Definitely go out and make sure that you, if you've got an event coming up and you need some entertainment of some kind, check them out. Dennis Porter, entertainer and owner at Happy Faces Entertainment. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Business. And that is our show. Thanks to our guest, Dennis Porter, and thank you for listening to the Small Business Miracles podcast. Remember to subscribe, leave us a 5-star rating and review, drop us a line on the website at eagadv.com if you have any thoughts. Until then, we'll be out here helping entrepreneurs with another Small Business Miracle.
Talk about strategies. Talk about capabilities. Building all your hopes and dreams. Talk about possibilities. It ain't rocket surgery, but maybe it is. Come on down, we're gonna sit around and get into your business. Get into your business. Get into your business.